Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, it's Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. Welcome to our show. Here's Max Griner, the founder of the Cross in Kerrville. Max, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roy. It's good to be here. And I got my beautiful wife, Sherry, with me again.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about here today, and I'm excited because every week when we get together, you bring with us new stories and new miracles about the cross in Kerrville. Tell us about the miracle of the week, Max.
Okay, Roy. Well, again, we have a lot to talk about and share because so much is happening up there, and the Holy Spirit is kind of showing off up on that mountain in Kerrville.
But he's doing what he does.
Yeah, he does, and he's got a book. I don't know if you all have heard about that, but the Bible, he's got a book, got a movie too, but several of them. But the miracle of the week I wanted to share this time, this kind of goes back to the early days in June of 2006 when we just started building the garden and we were starting to clear the property up there on 23.5 acres on Interstate 10 in Kerrville, Texas. And the contractor, Basil McKay, he was from the Church of Christ. Basil and his son called me up on the phone and they said, "Max, you got to get out here and see what's happened." And he said, "The rattlesnakes are leaving." And you know, we got a few rattlesnakes in Texas and in the hill country, and I live about 7 miles away, so it takes a little bit of time to get there. But the foundation, when we got the property, the board of trustees had already prayed and told the devil to get the heck off that piece of property, and we invited God and the Holy Spirit in, and we just prayed over that property. And, you know, snakes and scorpions represent the demonic kingdom. Well, anyways, when this Church of Christ contractor says, "Max, come see this, the rattlesnakes are leaving," I was pretty amazed. And I went up there. By the time I got there, I didn't see the snake, but I saw the track of a great big rattlesnake that had headed towards the interstate over towards where the Chevrolet dealer was, and so down the hill. But I got to see the tracks, and that was amazing. And then a week later, the contractor, Basil McKay, he called back and said, "You got to get back out here." And I said, "What is it this time?" He says, "A white dove has just descended in front of all of us working our bulldozers and stuff, and it's just sitting there, and we're staring at it." And so, anyways, I jumped in the car, and I got there, and it was about 30 minutes before I could get there. And I asked Basil, I said, "Well, where's the dove?" And he said, "Well, it left finally, but it sat there for 20, 30 minutes and just stared at us." And I said, "Well, where was it?" And he said, "It's over there, but where are you going to put that big cross?" And I said, "No, wait a minute. Was this a pure white dove or a white winged dove?" And we hunt and we know about shooting white winged doves. And he said, "No, this was a pure white dove."
And it so happens it was standing at the place where you were going to put
the very cross. Close to right where the cross was. And so what – if you get the picture, literally we had the snake's leave – and the white dove descend on this piece of property that we've dedicated
to. You're doing,
it was to us. It was to us, Roy.
Well, let's talk about a local banker prediction.
Okay. Well, about the same time, this was, I guess, in May or April of 2006, right after we got the land, God gave us this land through a tremendous miracle. One of the local bankers, it's a Christian friend, Greg Appel, said, "Could I go see that piece of property with you, Max?" And so I said, "Well, sure, Greg." And so we went up to the land, and we actually were off-site about a mile away looking from another piece of property over towards this hill God had just given us. And we looked at it, and he stared at it, and we prayed. And then he turned to me, and he said, "Max, the cross will be the offense." And I said, "What?" He said, "The cross will be the offense." He said, "Nobody will care if you put sculptures out there, if you make a garden, but when you try to put up a cross, it's all going to come against you." And I said, "Oh, no, it couldn't be. We're in Texas. We're in the Bible Belt here. We're the ones that cling to our Bibles and our guns."
Well, was he right?
Yeah, actually, he was right, because what happened is that within a couple of weeks, in May of 2006, the local newspaper did a wonderful story on this garden that we hoped to put in. It was all a dream at that point, but we had the property. And they did this wonderful story, about a two-page article on the garden, what it was going to be, and about the big cross that was going to come. And when that hit the public, literally all hell broke loose on us.
What did they do? Because I know there's a great story, and there's a multitude of things that they started throwing against you.
Yeah, right. Well, again, we didn't expect what was about to hit. We thought everybody would love the idea of having a beautiful cross sculpture on a hill, private property, on Interstate 10, but that wasn't the case. First, we heard a man in town wrote a letter to the editor, and he was a wealthy man in town, and he well respected, and he said he didn't want to see a cross on the hill, and it would ruin Kerrville. And then right after that, atheists started writing into the newspapers, and they were saying all kind of things about how terrible it was and ugly it would be, and how it would ruin Kerrville. And
did this surprise you?
A little bit, because in Kerrville, because I was hoping the majority was Christian, and I'm sure the majority is, but it doesn't take many upset to stir up things. And so the atheist wrote, he contacted other atheists around the United States. It got on the atheist websites and the cross wasn't even up yet, by the way. This is just saying we're going to put up a 77-foot cross on that hill. But they went to, wrote a lot of letters to the editor. They wrote letters to the city council. One of the city councilmen, Scott Gross, he was joking when he told me, but he said, "We got 100,000 letters saying they don't want that cross in Kerrville."
Who were these people?
We found out the names of some of them. One of them was actually an investigator, for the Democratic Party that was that digs up dirt on candidates and is professional at digging up research. So he tried to dig up all the dirt he could find on Sherry and me, and as he says, went all the way back to kindergarten to try to find something, to find it. But by the grace of God, I'm a pretty straight arrow. I'm an Eagle Scout and a Southern Baptist, and there just wasn't any dirt. I didn't have the by the grace of God, the drugs, the alcohol, the women, all those stories, they weren't in my, you know, I never got arrested, any of that stuff. And so, but they stirred what they could, and they even went to those city council meetings, and they stood up, and they ranted, and they raved, and
so they were saying a lot of bad things about
you. Yeah, yeah. We were actually being ridiculed and slandered.
All because you were going to put a cross on a hill in Kruger.
Right, right, yeah. And again, you know, it was more than
we
expected.
Did you ever say, God, are you sure this is what you want me to do?
Yeah, well, the Bible, you know, tells you, you know, in this world you're going to have trouble and you're going to be persecuted for my name's sake. And certainly that started happening. Now, we had never experienced that verse for ourselves because we'd never had any persecution.
They never threw you in the dungeon with lions, yeah, but you thought that you're on the edge of it, right?
Yeah, and so suddenly people were saying stuff, and when it didn't even they were not having success stopping us, they made up false news releases and gave them to the newspapers and the San Antonio TV stations, and they had out-and-out lies. And with a lot of media, all you got to do is give them something, and they'll read it and not even bother to check out if any of it's true.
So it's obvious that these people have done this before because they were very organized.
Yeah. The professional, the guy that was the main atheist, he was certainly very organized at doing it. But the deal was they started rumors. Editorials came out in the newspaper, and they just painted everything in a real negative light. And even though it wasn't true, people didn't know that we're reading this. And even one of the former mayors and the was a writer for the newspaper, he said in an editorial, if those people want to put a big cross on the hill, a symbol of torture, they just might as well put a big hangman's noose up there. And that was the level of vitriol that was going on just because we said we were going to put a cross up on the mountain. One of the first things they did, too, by the way, the atheists, they sent us pornography. They just started bombarding our ministry.
I understand they filed some false charges against you, too.
Yeah. When all the different methods, the dirty tricks didn't stop us, they filed false charges with different state agencies. And I have a degree in architecture from Texas A&M, and they filed with the architecture board and said he's doing stuff he's not supposed to do. And they filed even with the they ordered products online and sent them to us, and the products would show up, and we didn't order them and expected to pay for things. It just took time, to clear this up. They went to different agencies in the state of Texas just giving them false charges so we were investigated over and over and over.
And you also had an IRS audit.
Yeah, that was exciting. I never had one of those before. The IRS agent called up on the phone, and he said, is this Mr. Griner? I said, yes, it is. And he said, well, this is IRS agent such and such. And I said, well, I was wondering when you were going to call. And he said, excuse me? And I said, yeah, I was wondering when you were going to call. And he says, what are you talking about? And I said, well, are you a Christian? And he said, well, yes, sir, I'm a Lutheran. And I said, well, we want to put up a big giant cross, 77-foot tall in Kerrville, Texas, on our private land. And there are a lot of atheists that don't like us, and they don't like that cross. So I can tell you the name of who filed charges against us and said we're lying and stealing. He says, you can? I said, yeah. And I mentioned the guy's name. He says, well, you're right. That's who filed the false charges. But I got to come down and investigate you anyways because he said you're stealing and you're doing all this stuff. And I said, come ahead on. We're doing everything right. We got all our bookkeeping right. We got people helping us keep everything perfect. We don't take a dime from the foundation, Sherry and I. We're donors. Anyways, the agent came down, and it was really great. He did all his stuff. Everything was perfect. And I got to pray for him for the power of the Holy Spirit. And the empowerment, and then he got covered with the Shekinah glory, the glory dust, and he was sprinkled, and I got a great picture of me with an IRS agent with my, holding our arms around our shoulders with a big smile, and how he went up to that mountain where the cross was going to be, and God touched him.
Well, what about your lawsuit? You had a lawsuit, and I understand it cost you, your organization, a lot of money when somebody sued you. Who sued you, and how did that work out?
They did, the opponents, those against us, they did everything they could to stop us, but we kept going. And it was, these were like negative confirmations to us. If you're not getting any resistance when you're doing something for God, you better check and be sure you're going the right direction. Because if you're really doing something for God, you're going to get some opposition. But the next thing they did was some of the opponents against us. They stirred up some neighbors to the north of where our private property is, and they stirred them up and got them to agree to sue us. And this wealthy person that wrote the first letter against us, we learned that he was some of the money behind the lawsuit, and actually met with the atheist, and the atheist told me that. And so what they did, they filed a lawsuit to stop us, and they knew that they couldn't file it as a civil rights lawsuit because we have freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and it was on private land. So they structured it as a real estate lawsuit, and that way is the legal Christian legal organizations wouldn't normally come in because they're on civil rights things. But so even though the property to the north of us was, you know, they claimed in their lawsuit that they were a subdivision, but the problem with that was it was never recorded or accepted by the county. There was just six houses on a rural road, but they were able to make that the lawsuit, is that they did not want to see across from their subdivision.
Did you win the lawsuit?
Well, we did finally, but it was after 2 years of hell. Sherry and I could say hell, I think it's okay. And Sherry's looking at me like, I can't say that, but it's in the Bible. And, after $200,000 and 2 years of our time, we finally did win and got to put up the cross. But one of the strategies that the enemy used was actually the attorney that came to us, and we didn't find this attorney. This attorney found us, this lady, and just happened to show up right after we got sued. And we thought that was a miracle from God because we needed an attorney. We didn't have one. Suddenly one says, hey, how you doing? And can I help you with anything? And I said, well, we need an attorney. And come to find out that she was friends with the main person that was opposed to the garden.
There wasn't a conflict of interest? I mean,
Yeah, of course it was. It was malpractice. I mean,
she could get disbarred for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we had like almost a dozen attorneys look at everything that she did to us, and three of them intently studied all the paperwork, and it was major grounds for malpractice because basically she took our money and destroyed our case. And even though the other side didn't have a case, by, you know, with a legal system, you can do things.
Well, but if their lawyer working for you, right, obviously they had an advantage there.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to her?
It took all of our money, and we forgave her. Yeah, because when we finally, at the last minute, those people and the neighbors and the ones suing us, they decided to settle because Sherry and I were not going to give up. We'd already prayed, and we were down to the bottom. We were at the end. We'd given all our money, and I asked Sherry, what do we do? And she just said, let's stay the course. We'll spend every dime we got, but we're going to – God told us to do this cross, and we're going to do it, and we're not going to give up. And it was a pretty dark time in our life, but she – so they found out that about that same time, this attorney that had ripped us off, she quit on us. She right in the middle of the deal, because what we did, we brought the big cross in, our board, and laid it on the ground. And so that's what we did. We brought it in, and we did win, get the cross up.
Well, you know, why do they hate the cross? Why do these people hate the cross so bad?
Well, the cross represents Jesus Christ and the power of God, and some people and forever, don't like that, and they don't want to acknowledge their sin and that we need a Savior.
And they that violently opposed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, do we have any visitor comments this week? Sherry?
Yes, we do. The first one is his name is Mr. Moparhemi from Mission, Texas, and he put this on TripAdvisor. Feel the presence of God. I get goosebumps just writing this review. Drove up with my family and didn't know what to expect, so we got out of our vehicle and we looked around and saw the cross. This is nice. However, as I walked closer to the cross, I began to realize I was on holy ground and immediately was overcome with a feeling that I cannot explain. Standing in the cross, I was overwhelmed by its size and majesty. Then we discovered the prayer rock garden. That's when it hit me. I can't explain the feeling. It's like unlike any human emotion or expression. I looked around at the hundreds of prayer requests on the rocks and added one of my own. Even my 8-year-old son was touched by experience and left a message of his own.
Max, good to see you this week.
Thank you, Roy.
We've got a lot more shows coming up. We appreciate you being here, and thanks for sharing all those things
about
us.
You bet. The main thing everybody to remember is God always wins.
That's
right. How bad it gets.
And thank you for listening to our show, The Cross at Kerrville. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Y.O. Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Y.O. Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, yoranchhotel.com, that's yoranch.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner, Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely pray that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.